morning, everybody. Can you hear us well? I wonder also whether we can find out if there's any remote audience and get some feedback that they are hearing us, but I don't know how that will work. So we'll work it out as we go. There is, and there. Oh, thank you. I'm told that there are at least three people online. Good morning, afternoon, evening, midnight, or whatever it is where you are. Thanks for attending. My name is Alejandro Pisanti. I'm a former board member of ICANN, a trustee of the Internet Society, a professor at the National University of Mexico. And I have been elected chair of this review team. This is the session, the public interaction with a community session of the Security, Stability, and Resiliency Review Team formed under the Affirmation of Commitments, and we will give you a bit more detail. I will ask the team members present here in the front to introduce themselves by name.
Shedden Lee from China.
Jeff Brueggemann from the U.S.
I'm disrupting from the Sweden.
Andrea Rigoni from Italy.
Andrei Filip from Czech Republic.
Hartmut Glaser from Brazil.
And there are a few others whom I will show you in a list in a slide in a second. This working group was convened following the affirmation of commitments for the specific task of reviewing ICANN's action, planning, etc., on stability, security, and resiliency of the DNS, which is one of its four commitments made in the affirmation of commitments. As many of you know, these review teams have a pre-established mechanics on how to form them. So the CEO of ICANN and the chair of the GAC have to select a number of members put forward by the supporting organizations and advisory committees of ICANN. And there is the addition of independent experts who are selected by a parallel process and of delegates of these two selectors. So we are in the next slide. We can show you the full composition of the team. Not all of us are here. Thank you. Not all of us are present today. Basically, the whole team met yesterday, whether face-to-face here in Cartagena or by remote participation, which was pretty heroic. If David Cake is on the call, I will thank him for his heroic effort because he really spent all night till sunup with us. And but you know, thanks for that. The review team, as you can see, has a very broad composition. It encompasses a wide spectrum of skills and orientations. I found, since I saw the vitae of the members, and certainly yesterday, discounting myself, the amount of talent, honesty, and commitment that comes together in this team is... I find it absolutely amazing, and I hope that with an intense cooperation with the community, we can really produce a review that goes to finding out what's in need of work, what is working well and needs to be enhanced, and to really contribute in a few months for ICANN to have a very, very solid, if we found it weren't right now, way of fulfilling its commitment for the stability, security, and resiliency of the DNS. In our meeting yesterday, which was our first meeting, our first face-to-face meeting, and we decided previously not to have a lot of other stuff going on till we met, because the period was short anyway. So yesterday, our work gave us a first breakdown structure of the work. It's not a formal work breakdown structure as you would expect in project management or anything like that, but it does set out things in such a way that we can begin to ask for documents, ask for a number of inputs, and establish work methods for analyzing this, and very importantly, for calling on the contribution of the community. We elected a chair and a vice chair. I'm very honored and thankful for the trust deposited on me by electing me a chair. And Mr. Andrea Rigoni, to my right, was elected vice chair. We also have in this team a person who has who's not present here, who is Bill Manning, who has an asymmetric role in the team, as he is a very active and well-known member of the root server operator community, and we are recognizing that that will have a very specific role. The way we established our work breakdown is as shown. It's divided into four parts. The first one is to review the scope of ICANN's security, stability, and resiliency responsibilities as articulated by its mission statement, core values, bylaws, all the fundamental documents of ICANN, and its specific plans for security and stability, which have already been developed, published, and are already going into their second. They actually have gone through two cycles and are going into the third one under the in the environment of the affirmation of commitments. An important point that has been known for a time to be critical is to understand and review the arrangements with root zone server operators. And while we're not taking any position yet about the DNS cert proposal, several members proposed and we all accepted to keep in mind the public comment that has been proceeding on the DNS cert proposal, because that serves as a thermometer or barometer, whatever instrument you prefer, of what the views are in the community about ICANN's work in the SSR field. The second is to get some view of the risk landscape. Although the word that was around was threat landscape, we decided to use the wording under risk. It's more manageable, it's more broad, more all-encompassing. It incites what we think will be a more productive way of thinking around this the work we have to do. We will look, we are not aiming at one more time getting a new, fresh group to gel together and then decide what is the risk landscape of around the DNS, but more to review the processes that ICANN has to make sure that it has a sufficiently broad and detailed view of the risk landscape and that it can use it for planning and responding to the commitment for stability and security. Review existing ICANN materials, note who else is doing work on this in the community, like the Joint DNS Security and Stability Analysis Working Group, which has formed among several constituencies in these last days, and also analyze the risk landscape more broadly, including issues that are not within ICANN's scope of responsibilities to manage, but which it would be unforgivable for ICANN not to consider in its planning to respond to, and in particular to consider in its contingency plans. The third piece of work is to look at ICANN's own present security, stability, and resiliency strategic plan, review it based on the previous sets of work work items, which are the review of the responsibilities and the understanding of the risk landscape, and to review the processes that give rise to this plan and to its continuous updating, to making it valid continuously, and to the contingency planning process and materials. And finally, although this review team has definitely very clear that its mandate does not include follow-up on implementation of its recommendations, we do have to look at the implementation of ICANN's security planning. It's not only the planning, but the actual execution that that's the make it or break it of ICANN's ability to respond to its commitment for the security, stability, and resiliency of the DNS. So we will be looking at the way these things are implemented, the way they are actually put to work, and that's basically it. We start our interaction with the community. We are begging to have questions asked for us. We will be calling formally with sets of questions. We will be publishing collections of documents that already exist in order to make sure that public comment tells us that they are complete, updated, and whether there are comments about them. And we will, of course, go through the routine clock or calendar that ICANN's procedures required in order to be open, transparent, and accountable, so that we will have all the and participative, so we'll have all the public comment periods going on with our reports. We do intend to have, an accelerated schedule. We are not promising great speed, but we do see that the timing of the meetings of ICANN next year. There are two meetings that are pretty close to each other and pretty close to this one, which would be in March and June. So that does call for an accelerated work schedule if you want to have some of these things up for public comment or to overlap the public comment periods with the meetings. We will try to get that to match by June next year. And then we may again want to press forward with some online-only comments, because in the second half of 2011 and the first of 2012, we will be done by at some point in that time frame. But there will be few ICANN meetings. There will be far in time between them. So we will need to not be geared to what they will make us slightly slower group. We expect to engender a high level of trust in this group, so that information will be shared with us by parties who would otherwise be, you know, forced, obligated to withhold it, and also from the community, that we can get great input and feedback from the community. We will try to be as open to cooperation and collaboration with the community as possible. We have decided to keep our work as open and transparent and well communicated with the community as materially possible. We understand that there will be some reservations about security materials that will be handed over to us only under very strict non-disclosure conditions, and we will try to manage so that in the aggregate, at least, we can make public the inputs that lead us to our reasoning and conclusions. So that's the report, I think. I would like to welcome and introduce Martin Hannigan, who has just joined us, and open for participations by other working review team members and the people present, and also keeping an ear open with high attention to the remote participants. Thank you. So, I would like to ask if there are things team members want to say to complete the presentation, and then, I mean, just to make sure that we've made a complete statement, and then open to the public, of course.
Just a remark from me, Andrea Rigoni, Italy. I'm one of the independent experts, and I'm obviously very honored to serve this review theme. I think we have a big challenge in front of us. I mean, I think we all agree that the DNS is such a critical component for the internet, and I believe that, you know, DNS will be with us for maybe the next 100 or 200 years. So it's very important that with this review team, we understand what we can do as a community, also through ICANN, but not only, to make the DNS, safer, more resilient, and secure. And I think that we all shared yesterday, a review team is supposed to do an audit, and when you do an audit, you always want to look at how things are managed, how things are protected. But we all agreed yesterday that the approach that we need to have is to focus on, in particular, on the capabilities and on processes and how we make sure that the entire system is secure. So, for example, talking about risk and threats, and the discussion we had is: are we really interested in focusing on the actual threats to the DNS, or we want to make sure that the entire system, including all stakeholders and organizations involved, have the possibility to understand which are the threats, share the information, and eventually, you know, cooperate to mitigate these threats. So that's why then we decided to move to a more, you know, risk-oriented approach. And obviously, we will focus also on which could be the emerging threats for the DNS. But our real objective is to make sure that in the future, we will have you know, processes and methodologies in place to make sure that the DNS is well protected.
Hello, Jeff Brueggemann. I just wanted to add a brief comment that we're also sensitive to the fact that ICANN exists in a much larger landscape of the DNS, but it serves an important coordination function. And we're bringing that perspective to the review as well, that we understand that there are many aspects of DNS security that ICANN does not control. So, but we do think it's also important, as Alejandro said, to consider the contingencies of those larger DNS security issues and examine how ICANN is structured to cooperate and coordinate with those other elements and organizations that are responsible for security.
So please, we'll entertain some. Now we'll hear from the audience here. As usual, we beg you to introduce yourselves by name and, if possible, affiliation.
Okay. Thank you, Alejandro, and the committee. My name is Greg Rattray. I served as ICANN's chief security advisor until last summer. I currently serve as a senior vice president at BITS, a banking and financial services related organization in Washington, D.C. So I'd like to provide the community a few different comments. I commend the committee already, or the working group already. I do think the structure that you've laid out, and particularly the risk focus as opposed to the threat focus, will be very valuable as you do your work. In particular, the notion as you analyze risks, the systemic risk, which I don't think, you know, the community has a handle around, understanding what ICANN, both as community, then as staff or organization, does. And obviously, you know, there's the two layers there, and I think your work will be best, you know, most fruitful if you analyze both layers, what the community pulls together and does together in the larger DNS, you know, landscape that Jeff described, as well as what the staff can do to enable that work and, you know, in the resourcing and the implementation that was mentioned. Putting my former ICANN staff hat on, and the one who basically put the plan together under Paul Toomey's guidance for the board in the spring of 2008, you know, the first version of it, I think the working group would really serve the community well to delve into the issue of what is the roles and responsibilities of ICANN. I think that's a topic of much debate. I don't think there's community consensus around it. How we establish processes to establish enough consensus in order to enable both the community and the staff to act, I think, would be very useful. Stepping into my role as a financial services, you know, advisor, you know, at a sectoral level for the banking and financial services, which is both U.S., but many of the institutions I represent are also internationally based, I also hope the working group takes into account users, right, and the perspective of how what ICANN does in terms of securing and making the DNS resilient is of fundamental importance and growing importance to a sector, in this case, banking and finance, who fundamentally can't operate without the internet, but the DNS is now fundamental, critical infrastructure in many places, lingo, and that, you know, without confidence that ICANN as a coordinator and the community as the DNS operational community can provide you know, a stable and secure environment for the operation of banking, and I would argue many other functions across society. You know, there's a strong demand and look to central coordinating bodies like ICANN to provide increased understanding of the risks and then confidence that there's good planning to mitigate that risk to the extent possible. So I thank you for the opportunity to comment.
Thank you, Greg. That's very valuable. Any other comments?
I just want to, you know, Andrea Rigoni, I just want to add a little comment to what Greg just said. I think that also thanks to this review, we can help the wider community to understand the importance of DNS. And I just want to mention a very simple example. A small utility company in Europe one day faced a problem. The external DNS, the resolver of the telco, went down, and in a few minutes, the entire control center went down. And in this case, was a misconfiguration of this control center. Obviously, they were relying on an external server, and it was going, you know, in timeout, so it could be easily solved. But it helped this small utility to understand that the DNS is vital, even in an environment that, you know, we would consider far from this technological component. So I asked the same question to very large utilities, and you know how right now in international discussions, critical infrastructure protection and, you know, utilities, and we asked, I mean, how much do you depend from DNS? And they didn't know the answer. And then they came back a few days later and said, DNS is vital. Not the external DNS. Our internal DNS is vital. And we understand that we never thought that is a component that we need to protect internally.
Is there any comment from... Yeah.
Sorry. You first.
I'm Bob Hutchinson from Dynamic Ventures. And I had a question, if the group could give us a little bigger picture of how they intend to do risk analysis, the putting together of the risks and the analysis itself, if there was any discussion in that in your working group.
We haven't had the time to establish a formal approach. I don't know if some of the members would like to shoot first with what they will be proposing so that we can have part of this discussion in the open, but no, we have time for what we have time.
I can, Andrea Rigoni, I can only express my personal opinion, and that's what I said before. I think that the main focus will not be on performing a risk analysis of the DNS, but is making sure that the entire ecosystem is in the condition to understand threats, and is the systematic view that we want to have in the review team. Then I think we should find a way, and again, is an open answer to the review team, but also to the community, to come out with a specific focus on the actual risks. But it's going to be, you know, more as a way to measure how the actual model works, than the real scope and objective of the review.
Certainly, I think I speak fairly in behalf of the whole group. If you have, if any members of the community have a perspective of what they think, what you think would be a desirable way, particularly desirable way to do it, particular inputs that we should not oversee, should not forget, or perspectives you think that there's a risk that we take and get the wrong result, we will be very, very, very glad to have that to frame our work better. So very glad to hear from you. I don't see a line forming behind the microphone here. You have Sheldon.
Okay. I think I just want to second the opinion of Andrew. Yeah. You know, I think his review team is a very small team. It's not the. I mean, our mandate is not to describe or draw a picture about the risk and threat of DNS. I think this UV team can push the related organization to finish such kind of task and to conduct the expert to do that. For example, the SEC or other kind of bodies, you know, in the DNS community. You know, the DNS ecosystem, including millions of DNS servers and maybe thousands of organizations, I think that this review team should push ECN to find what the risk and threat is and what's the important security issues and what kind of organization should be coordinated to and to coordinate and to solve the issues. But I don't think that there are so many detailed work to do is the task of distributing.
Are there any other participations in the room? Do the remote participants express a will to? Okay, we hear that there's no input from there or feedback from the remote participants. So I think we can call it quits and adjourn this session. Thank you very much, everybody. We'll remain open. We'll make ourselves very available during the coming hours so that we can at least hitch on for contacts for more detailed input from the community. We believe there's a lot to be heard. Yes, the slides will be filed we'll make sure that they are easy to find from the program from the calendar of the meeting, which is the usual fastest way, and we'll try to make them filed in such a way that you'll Google your way to them pretty even faster, at least for a few weeks before they are superseded by something else.
I mean, the first version of this presentation is on the calendar in the ICANN website made by Alice, right?
So, again, thank you very much, and we look forward to have much more to thank you for as the weeks go on.